32 million kids participate in school meal programs, and a new government proposal to cut potatoes out of their breakfast and limit spuds at lunch has sparked something of a food fight in states like Idaho and Maine. Now, this new proposal for school lunches follows last year's Department of Agriculture rule that low-income pregnant women and their children can't use federal money like food stamps or Medicaid to buy white potatoes. It's the only vegetable ban. Is that fair? Well, the federal government thinks so. They say it's part of their fight against childhood obesity. But some Mainers, or maniacs as they call themselves, are feeling a little thin-skinned. Heidi Kessler is a nutrition expert with Let's Go, a private nonprofit childhood obesity prevention program which works with schools in Maine. Heidi, first explain to listeners outside the area, potatoes are a way of life in Maine. In Aroostook County, kids get time off from school to help in the fields. It's a big deal.
Yes, that's correct. Up in Aroostook County, several schools take off for a 2 to 3 week period during potato harvest season to help on the fields.
Right, a huge part of the economy. And also, we understand people in Maine think that potatoes are a gateway to vegetables. In other words, well, I planted my peas in my mashed potatoes, you know, that you'll eat your vegetables if you have potatoes to go on them.
Well, potatoes absolutely have a place in a healthy, balanced diet. They are a fabulous source of potassium. They're very rich in vitamin C and fiber. They're naturally low in fat and sodium and are cholesterol-free.
But Heidi, you know, one of the problems, I mean, up there in Maine, you can get Maine potato candy. This is mashed potato rolled in coconut and dipped in chocolate. I know that's extreme, but do you understand what the government is trying to do? There is a terrible obesity epidemic. A third of U.S. kids between 6 and 19 are overweight. Your group was founded to combat childhood obesity. Let's Go Maine.
That's correct. And it is a really important topic and a really important issue. However, I'm not sure that potatoes should be the target. It's the preparation of potatoes that sometimes causes the issue. So frying potatoes, you know, French fries, potato puffs, those sorts of things are not as healthy as the potato itself.
Well, and now the government wants you to add more vegetables, fruits, whole grains, low-fat milk, and have less of starchy vegetables, corn, peas, lima beans, and far less of the potatoes. How tough is this going to be for schools up there?
It could be pretty tough. Potatoes are an inexpensive vegetable, and they're relatively easy to store compared to other vegetables. They're also popular items on the school lunch tray, so I think it's going to be a bit of a challenge.
So where does this battle go now? I mean, I know it's on a political level, but do you lose federal funding if you draw a line in the sand and continue to serve potatoes? What happens?
These are proposed rules, so comments have been made to the USDA, and they have some time to review and take the comments into consideration before they make their final rule. It sounds like there is going to be a financial incentive attached to the rule, and that schools who are meeting these new standards as proposed by the USDA will receive an additional 6 cents per meal reimbursement.
That's a lot.
It's a significant amount. It honestly is not going to cover all of the costs immediately that the changes are going to require.
If you have to swap out potatoes, what might you swap in?
It can be replaced with any vegetable, but what the criteria is going to be is the cost.
Yeah. Well, also, will the kids eat it? Are you also thinking that, well, if they eat their potatoes but leave, well, even sweet potatoes, which aren't banned, apparently they won't eat them. And if they leave those on their tray, isn't it more valuable for them to eat the potato?
Yeah, it's going to be a significant adjustment for students. They're going to have to take some time to get used to new recipes, to become familiar with different kinds of vegetables, but it's really an exciting opportunity for them.
Look, kids, it's a sweet potato, a potato only it's orange.
That's correct. I've definitely seen sweet potato wedges be successful in school nutrition programs here in Maine.
Yeah. That's Heidi Kessler, a nutritionist with Let's Go, the private nonprofit childhood obesity prevention program working with schools in Maine. One of many people objecting to the flat-out ban on potatoes in school breakfasts and the limiting of potatoes in lunches in that potato-rich state. Heidi, thanks so much.
Thank you.